This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild snapped a three-game losing streak with a 4-3 overtime win in Chicago last night. They got the game winner from Matt Zuccarello. Minnesota held leads of 2-0 and 3-1. Ryan Hartman, Marcus Johansson, and Vladimir Tarasenko scored the regulation goals. Hartman says,
"It was big. I think we played a good first, good third, not a great second, but found a way to get 2 points, and we go from there."
The same two teams will play tomorrow night in St. Paul. The Gopher women's hockey program will be under new leadership. They parted ways with four-time national championship winning coach Brad Frost yesterday. The Timberwolves did not have Anthony Edwards last night. He's out with knee inflammation, but they beat the Suns 116-104 at the Target Center. Julius Randle led the way with 32 points and says when he plays his game, he's hard to contain.
"Just me playing at my pace, getting to where I want to on the floor, getting to my spots. I don't think anybody can really stop me from getting to my spot, so really just that."
Minnesota will host Utah tonight in Minneapolis. The season is now over for the St. Thomas men's basketball team. They lost in the opening round of the NIT last night at Seattle University, 67-52 the final tally. Head coach John Tower:
"I told them in the locker room to keep their heads up because we didn't win tonight, and certain things in the season didn't go exactly as planned. That's sort of the way sports and life go, and these guys have just stuck together and really represented the university incredibly well. So I appreciate them, all our fans, the support, and we're going to keep building something special. And I think this year was another step in the right direction."
The Tommies finished the year 24-8. The Minnesota Duluth men's basketball team also saw its season come to an end. They lost in the Sweet 16 of the D2 tournament to Oklahoma Baptist last night, 80-76. The Gopher baseball team lost to North Dakota State at U.S. Bank Stadium last night in 11 innings, 7-4. The Twins lost to the Phillies 2-0, and the Vikings signed Pro Bowl punter Johnny Hecker. This is MNN Sports.